podcast 72, people. Welcome to the show. That post-Tour de France lull, that post-Tour de France Monday and all of that kind of stuff. We've been through that pain and we can start to look forward to the Vuelta, I suppose, can't we now? Another interesting time of the year and a tour that we'll cover in greater depth as we get closer to it. But yeah, it's not thin on the ground racing this week. Well, I say thin on the ground, but it's kind of hard to get that level of motivation back that you had for the tour. So kind of readily, I suppose would be the right word. After the race has concluded. But, you know, we'll try. We've had a couple of things to get our teeth into. The first of which has been the San Sebastian Classic, which was a Team Sky dominated event. Quite like the course now, the actual finish that's got like a whatever the Spanish version of a Mur is. I think it's a Mur, still a Mur. Rather than the kind of flat run in off the final big climb of San Sebastian, the Hofgebel. And it actually made for quite good racing. You know, there was lone breaks, there was counter-attacks. Really, really good event. I think the fact that Landa and Kwiatkowski came out of the tour kind of flying always meant that, they were going to be the duo and to use a fantastically well-worn cycling cliche. They did the old 1-2 and great cliche. They did the old 1-2 and they were able to secure the win with Kwiatkowski, which I think was pretty decent reward for how well he's been going and his support for him in the tour. So massive congratulations to him. Another kind of protagonist of the tour, even though he wasn't in it for that long, Peter Sagan got off to a flying start, winning the group sprint in the Tour of Poland. Bizarrely, they've been in the grip of a massive heat wave over in Eastern Europe, which, you know, the coverage of that I've seen so far this week, everyone seems to be kind of really, is clammy the right word, sweaty. The riders don't look like they're having a particularly great time of it. They seem to be quite, suffering. And I suppose if you've come from massive heat in the Tour de France from the south of France and then to ride Poland, that is going to leave some tired bodies there. But it's been good. It'd been nice to see UAE get some stage wins. Get up on the old podium. So yeah, it's been a great little race. The Tour of Poland's kind of, it's certainly a race for the weather purist. You know, a couple of years ago we had those ridiculous scenes with riders getting blown off the road and you know, some tree damage. Incredible. This year the weather's gone completely the other way, and it's almost too pleasant for the peloton. It's actually not been too unpleasant on the eye either. You know, on this show we like to talk aesthetics, talk the aesthetics of the bike race quite a lot. And it's interesting to see that the Tour of Poland has looked all right. There was one sort of day where they kind of pootled past the water park where that wasn't particularly interesting, but. It's probably the second best race for scenery going on at the moment. The best, of course, being the Larry H. Miller Tour of Utah, which we've been enjoying as well. Always good to see the different jerseys on display from the American domestic teams. We like the rally cycling one because it's bright orange, so for local people it reminds them a bit of the Yaxley Riders kit. And a pretty good race. Some beautiful vistas. You know, they know how to put on a show in America. Of course, we've had some downtown crits. We had like a mountainish time trial. We had a mountaintop finish that Brent Buchwalter BMC won. And we also had kind of like a stage that went up some of those big winding roads through those beautiful forests with, you know, lovely winding meandering rivers. It's looked absolutely fantastic. And you know, credit go to the Americans for that. They they always seem to know where to put on a bike race to make you think, oh, do you know what, I'd love to go on holiday there. And maybe one day the Fendrian cast will generate enough revenue that I can go to the and do an outside an OB from the Larry H. Miller Tour of Utah. We can but hope, of course. The main other main topic of last week was relating to a horrible Facebook post from someone on the local Yaxley Gazette page, where some guy threatened to run over cyclists. The post has now been removed, but it generated quite a bit of debate and quite a lot of interest in our mailbag. Myself, my own personal perspective was kind of like, you know, enough's enough now. And it's kind of interesting that the cycling I did Friday, Saturday and Sunday, when I was out and about on the roads, I kind of looked and tried to take it all in a bit more. I actually went down that stretch of the A15 that caused so much controversy. And, you know, this is a road that is probably at best a 40 miles an hour speed limit road. But when you get out of Yaxley, when you've queued to get through the traffic works and from building new towns and all of that nonsense, drivers naturally just speed up to 60 because the option is there. Even if the road's not suitable, they're seeing the national speed limit and going up to 60. And the fact that they may encounter a group of cyclists or a cyclist, you know, is annoying them. And then you kind of switch over, and I had a little look at the cycleway, and it's in terrible condition. You know, it needs a good sweep. It needs to be wider. It's just a glorified footpath, and it's not fair to pin that on cyclists. I mean, I looked around and got into the country lanes and all of the stuff like that. And to be very honest, you know, last week when this post was still public, I was thinking, do you know what? I'm just going to take up jogging and run around the closed park. It's got to be safer than people threatening to run you over. And it's interesting that people kind of say, what's wrong? What's wrong? You know, you've been cycling forever, all your life. I just don't need the hassle. I don't need people who think that, you know, that is an acceptable comment in a public forum. And, you know, I hope that the person, you know, said it in the heat of the moment and doesn't mean it. But it's interesting that talking to people who have said that, you know, a bad accident is a matter of time on these roads. The roads are no bigger than they were 30, 40 years ago when I was a boy, you know, riding up and down them on the BMX and not seeing a car for hours. Those roads haven't got any bigger, but Peterborough's got a bit bigger. Yaxley's got a lot bigger. There's Hampton bolted on as a new town. And, you know, there's a load more motorists and, since 2012, a load more cyclists. And at some point, something bad is going to happen, and we need to try and, I don't know what, do something to resolve it and do something to ensure that it doesn't. But at the moment, I don't see any kind of chance that the deadlock won't be broken. You know, the cyclists are now entrenched in their camp of saying, you know, I will ride two abreast, I can ride two abreast, and we all know why they do, for safety's reasons, but you know, what came first? The dodgy motorist driving so close that meant the cyclist didn't feel safe and had to ride two up? Or the cyclist riding two up, meaning the driver drove too close because he was frustrated being behind? We're in a never-ending cycle. Yeah, so unfortunately this week we'll end the podcast on that miserable prognosis, and hope that you know, in the next coming weeks that you know, maybe the Gazette or something like that will choose a way to or find a way to try and resolve some of these attitudes. Because, you know, as I said last week, I looked at the people who'd liked that post, and some of them were people I considered friends who I was thinking, you know, what have I done to you? And I think a lot of people felt like that. So, yeah, we will see. We will see. So, yeah, that's it. Follow us on the usual channels of Facebook, Twitter. If you like us, that's great. If you share us, that's also great. I've started working on next season's kit, so we'll hopefully maybe discuss that and give you some ideas on what we're working on. But thanks for listening to number 72, and we will speak again.